This is Joe Caramagna, writer and letterer at Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Pardon the interruption. This might be important.
Meanwhile, at the above-ground underwater suborbital volcano lair...
This is urgent. We need a response team.
We're already putting together the best men. With all due respect, sir, so am I.
I have a plan. It's a plan. It's real!
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
It's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team.
Team? No. We're a chemical mixture that makes chaos. We're a time bomb.
Well then, son, you've got a condition.
Your show about all things Marvel with Mike and Eric.
What a bunch of losers.
That I did know.
These people may be isolated, unbalanced, but I believe with the right push, we can be exactly what we need.
Suit up. I'm bringing the party to you.
I have indeed been uploaded, sir. We're online and ready.
Hail Hydra.
Whenever he shows up, it's never good.
No, it's not.
It is another issue of Mighty Marvel Geeks. It's been a while. I think the last one we did was the Giant Issue podcast only edition, because Sorcerer Radio was on break. So you heard the other voice probably for the last 2 weeks as we did the Shield recap, season recap. And of course, you're not hearing Eric this week. He is on assignment. Where Nick has him, I don't know. I think I might have the conversation recorded somewhere. Wait.
This is Director Nick Fury of S-H-I-E-L-D.
That's S.H.I.E.L.D. It's an acronym.
Oh, like AUKA.
Yes, except it's cool.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the conversation. But Nick's got him off doing something. Family tree, ancestry, something. Who knows with Nick. You know, when you're tight with them like us, okay, yeah, it's okay. Director Fury, never mind. But joining us this week, the voice that you probably heard a couple shows ago is from Geek Watch One, Kylan.
Hey, how you doing, Geeksters?
So glad to have you on to fill in and talk some Marvel goodness with us.
Oh, look! I've been looking forward to this since we talked about this last week. So I've been on countdown since then.
After seeing the picks for this week, I think you're a little excited about.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So, getting things a little warmed up there.
I think I saw the train. I saw them fueling up the coal box there in the station. So, you know. Uh-oh.
A little tease for a little later.
Look out now.
So, man, busy week. From last time we have recorded to now, some decent amount of news. Why don't we just go ahead and jump to it with some movie talk?
Sounds good.
So I think you had a story about Mr. Sam there.
Yeah, an interesting bit of news here. It came out that and I don't know how much you guys have been checking this out, but. If anybody's done any research, you would notice that Director Fury is eerily absent from Civil War, from the cast of Civil War. And according to Sam Jackson himself, he will not be in Civil War. He confirmed that. And he really doesn't have any idea when he'll be appearing again in any movies. That's not to say that he won't, but you know, there's no confirmed appearances of Director Fury from Civil War on.
Well, there's a good explanation for that.
You think Fury's hiding something? He's a spy. Captain, he's the spy. His secrets have secrets.
And that's true.
That says it all right there.
That does, you know. I know better than even ask him his name. You know, we're not sure if Fury is his real name. We don't know that.
Yeah, we tried asking Jarvis. If Fury was his real name, and all Jarvis could say was,
"You are not authorized to access this area."
I think we almost broke him.
We came close. We came close. So, yeah, it's interesting that he's not coming back. But there was also another story that was kind of intriguing. Who was this? IGN posted this up. Marvel movies can't star this classic Avengers villain. And, you know, one of her sons is like, who couldn't they, you know, Avengers villain, who can't they cast? Well, surprise, surprise, Kang the Conqueror.
Man.
That hurts.
It does.
That hurts quite a bit. You know, according to the article, the time-traveling Kang is a strange case. What isn't a strange case with all the film rights scenarios going on out there? Part of the reason why he can't appear in the Avengers is his first appearance was in Fantastic Four.
Yep.
Gives the rights to Fox.
Yep.
And we know what Fox is going to do with Kang if they ever put him in the Fantastic Flop. So, but he first appeared as King Rama Tut. He wasn't known as Kang back then. But since the whole whatever, it wasn't until a year later that he shows up in an Avengers comic, which technically is too late rights-wise because they're going based... Well, see, I don't know. He appeared more in Avengers than he did Fantastic Four, but he was created for Fantastic Four.
Right, and it seemed like if I was reading the article right, and based on retcons and whatnot, Kang is a descendant of Reed and Sue's son,
Nathaniel. Wait, I thought the article said he was he's a relative of Reed Richards named Nathaniel Richards.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah. So Nathaniel. I think that's where, which to me is a tertiary connection at best, especially if his interaction has largely, I mean, based on my comic reading experience, his interaction has been with the Avengers. But, you know, like you said, you know, in this, you know, world of, you know, rights and, you know, which character belongs to which universe.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, it's just like, you know, some of the other stuff. Was it the Jocathi? It was something created for the movies because they couldn't use what they were actually... They couldn't use the Shi'ar.
Right, that's right.
So they called them... No, not the Jocathi, the Kree.
The Kree, yeah.
They went with the Kree instead.
Right, they went with the Kree. Yeah, because the Shi'ar is so tied to the X-universe. So, which, you know, there's, you know, which it looks like Marvel had a little bit of foresight because it seemed like there was like a little bit of a little bit of a presence of the Kree in Avengers, like, you know, at least at the tail end of it.
Right.
And then you see even more of it with
S.H.I.E.L.D.
and the Guardians of the Galaxy, so which I think pretty much solidified that. So that and Agents also.
Yeah, Tahiti, what a magical place.
You know, if I ever hear somebody say, you know, oh, I went to, you know, blah, 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 and it was a magical place, I'm just going to be like, okay.
Blue juice, anyone?
Stay away from the fish oil.
Yeah. And, of course, continuing on with the movie theme, quite a bit of Cap news that came out. I know one of the stories was, oh, the funeral, they're still pushing that. Hello, folks. It's still Peggy Carter.
Yep.
She's the one who dies in this. That's the major death.
Yeah, you know, I don't see how that can't be that big of a mystery. I mean, we looked at how old she was in, Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw how old she was in Winter Soldier, so it's not that big of a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that that won't be the only funeral, but, you know, we don't know.
Right now, that seems to be the only funeral. And you know, everyone's expecting, oh, funeral, it's Cap. Well, no, not when Cap is one of the pallbearers. Sorry. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's right, because now I'm sitting there and I'm reading, as I read it, and, you know, you see Cap in there, I'm like, it's, you know, it's Peggy. You know, she's been around since, you know, World War II, and, you know, she was definitely of an advanced age. So, you know, at least that was the logical. deduction, I thought, but you know.
She still can't remember who her husband is.
You know I'd love to know whether they're going to take that.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And you know, since a lot, we'll cover the next statement I was about to make. We'll cover that in TV, in the TV news. But yeah, there was still even more Cap news that came out.
Yeah. In Captain America Civil War, they're going to make a major change to Falcon's sidekick. Now, those of us who are familiar with the character Falcon in the comics know that Falcon had a Falcon that was his partner, that was partnered with him, called Redwing. And he had a psychic link with this bird, which in the MCU, they decided not to go that way with it. But what
They should have. They could have related it to PTSD.
They could have. That would have been interesting. I would love to see that because I was a huge Falcon fan from when I was a kid. I can't think I'm worse.
The Mego was awesome.
Yes,
the Mego figure was absolutely awesome.
Oh yes, it was. I actually, when I found out Falcon was going to be in Winter Soldier, I went back to look because I never had that Mego, but I went back to look at it, and my heart just sank a little bit because I really wished I had that Mego. I really wished I did. It probably went up in value. You know?
I had most of them. I think there was only a few I didn't have as a kid.
And they were all over the place when you think about it. I mean, because they had Marvel, they had DC, they had
Planet of the Apes, Star Trek.
Tarzan. Didn't they do Lone Ranger also?
Lone Ranger was a totally different company.
Okay.
And it was a little bigger.
That's right.
It was closer to the Ken and Barbie size.
That's right. And Gabizi came with Silver, and Tano came with Scout. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But Falcon will have his sidekick Redwing, but in this case, Redwing will be a drone.
That's not right.
Yeah, he will be a robotic drone that will still be mentally linked to Sam, just not via telepathy. The drone is described as being red and resembling a cooler modified MCU-like bird drone. So even though Redwing won't be a living, breathing bird, he'll still be helping Sam and Captain America from the skies. The big question is whether Tony Stark built the Redwing drone or someone else gave it to Sam. And this is from Cinema Blend. This came out, I believe this was yesterday that we got this. So,
Falcon of the Titans.
Yeah.
Sam, what's on your shoulder? Oh, this is my friend Bebo.
Yep. Oh my gosh! Yeah. That makes me want to go find the original of that again. Well, because I never saw the remake. Was Bebo in the?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I saw it, but I don't remember much of it.
See that tells me a lot. So yeah. So those of us who remember Falcon having a winged companion, we will get that winged companion, but in a modernized MCU version as opposed to the traditional 616 version, which probably, maybe by the end of this month or end of next month, we will not have a traditional 616 anymore anyway. So there's that.
Well, I think the thing that kills me about it is I'm now imagining what we expected with the Falcon costume being tied to the 616 universe.
Yes.
I'm afraid we're going to see that look with the drone now.
You know what? We might.
I think we mentioned it during the SHIELD recap show. Have you noticed the pictures of Sam's costume from Civil War?
Yes, I have.
Only thing missing is the star and the couple stripes. And you have Sam Wilson, Captain America.
Yes. See, now that brings up an interesting question. Because, considering Chris Evans has...
Two more films left? Yeah. I believe it's going to be this and Infinity Wars.
Right. And so do we get do we get Captain Falcon or do we get Winter Soldier? You know, which I, you know what, I'm good with either one. I'm good with either one. I have no issues with either. So I'm curious to see where they're going to take that.
Because I'd rather have Captain Falcon, mm-hmm. and I want to see a backstory, a couple backstory or back in time Winter Soldier movies.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, let's hit, like, Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, Bitter March. Let's hit some of the other, you know, the stories from the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, please. I would love that. He's he is such a tortured and deep character.
Yeah.
And we barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, of the character. So I would love to see that. I'm on board with you.
But again, I still want Howling Commandos.
Please.
Animator TV or Netflix at this point.
I mean, it writes itself. I mean, you would have, you know, I mean, obviously from what we see, well, from what we got to see in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., considering the time that they were operating in, they got to have a little bit of an advanced tech, which, no, they would because they were a special forces unit.
Right.
I think that would be an awesome story. I'm there, you know, if we got that for, you know, 6-8 episodes, you know, maybe they're facing off against a Hydra version of, you know,
yeah.
Howling Command. I would love that.
Set it post-war. Set it to take place 6 months after Cap disappears.
Yes.
Where the series starts with, I mean, I know we're jumping the gun into TV, but, you know, have the series start with them ending their search for Steve.
Yeah.
And then picking up and slowly creating the SSR in the, or the, whatever Stark's doing along with the SSR.
Right.
Type deal.
Yes.
But there is one bit of movie news left. Apparently, and I'm going to butcher this man's name, from 12 Years a Slave, Shai-Wettel Geofor?
I think that's right.
You know what? He's more than welcome to come on the show and correct us. Anytime. I have no problem with that. You listening, Arun? You listening, Mr. Feige? You could correct us, too. He is reportedly set to play Baron Mordo in Doctor Strange. As Doctor Strange's main villain from the comics, Mordo has constantly plagued the Sorcerer Supreme throughout the years. However, the same reports also say that Mordo might not be an outright villain, and instead he might be a blend of several other characters from Strange's publishing history. To me, that would be a disappointment if they meld 4 or 5 characters into Mordo when he already has a history.
Exactly. Oh, I have a pronunciation.
Okay.
Now, this came from Wikipedia, so, yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
So I was close.
Yeah, you were close. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Which, no, I'm not going to say anything about that. So,
well,
all of a sudden, I just RTD2.
Taking it from Wikipedia, you might as well be taking it from El Mayimbe over at now Heroic Hollywood. No longer with Latino Review.
I was wondering about, because I saw a story come up with them, and I'm just like, what in the world? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you know, we still got some time on this half of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to mention one word to wrap up this half of the hour.
Right.
Playmation.
Oh, I just watched this and I'm telling you, and I'm
Kylan needs a towel.
I do, because I'm about to sound like the old man on the porch, because the kids are not going to appreciate the awesomeness of this. They're not. I want wearable tech.
Depends on the parents. See, my daughter is going to appreciate this, because I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking before show. You know, we're both the same age.
Yep.
Batman, Spider-Man, utility belts. God, what else was there at the time? Was there a Superman one?
There may have been a Superman one. I kind of stayed away from that one.
There was a Hulk one.
Yes, there were. Why did Hulk have a utility belt?
Because it was marketing at the time. Everyone had.
I think as a kid it bothered me. I was okay with Spidey having one because the Spider-Man TV series.
Wait for it. You mean? That one?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Kylan's on the other side in convulsions having flashbacks.
You know, as a child, I was so happy because it was Spider-Man on TV, but I made the mistake of going back and watching this on, I don't know, a secondary or third level channel that decided to run one of the movies because, you know, they took all these episodes.
And turned them into, they took like two or three shows and made them into a movie.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh
wow.
Yeah. We thought, oh, look, he's going up the wall quick. No, it's just a cable on a... He's being wrenched up or winched up on a cable.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Oh.
But the wrist gauntlets are kind of cool with the webs. I mean...
It was. It made sense.
Yeah, it did. Wish we had... Well, they did make web shooters like that when we were kids.
They did, because I have one.
Not as good as they were now with the silly string, but I mean, whatever it shot out, oh my God, it was awful.
It was, it was just... You had a plunger tied to a string.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You remember? And so, like, you would shoot... Like, you couldn't even do the finger thing. You had to use your other hand to push the button, and it shot out, but the plunger never stuck to anything.
Yeah, and if it did, I mean, if you tried to shoot it to like underneath the roof line of your house, and it did stick, and you tried to walk, as soon as you got to that seated position, you were perfect for landing on your butt in the grass.
Exactly.
But the utility belts were cool. Green Machines were out, but they made the superhero versions of the superhero versions of the big wheels, both DC and Marvel, the Mego figures.
The flashlights that had like little covers on them so that you could make your own bat signal, or there was one for Superman also.
The Spider-Man thing that had the cardboard where you made the web. That never worked.
No, it did not.
Never worked. Never. But the thing got me with the Mego was I don't remember any DC playsets. All the playsets were, or not DC, all any Marvel playsets. Everything was DC. The Justice League, the Batcave, the Starship Enterprise Bridge. But I don't remember Mego Marvel playsets.
I don't remember there being one either. I remember there was like the Hall of Justice. There was the Batcave. There was the, like you said, there was the Enterprise.
No, they had vehicles.
Yeah. Because there was like a spider buggy or something.
There was the spider buggy. There was the spider van, which was exactly like the Bat van.
Right.
With the same spring trap.
Did Captain America have a motorcycle?
Possibly. I don't remember.
I remembered Spider-Man having a couple of vehicles. I'm trying to, I don't remember anything else outside of that for,
Well, for me, my Cap, I had Evel Knievel.
Yes.
So I gave Cap the chopper. not the regular bike, but the blue chopper.
Yes.
And Cap rode with style.
Of course, because he's Cap. You know, he's not just going to be on any old motorcycle.
But, you know, look at the movies now. I should have put him on the regular Harley bike instead of the chopper. But I'm like, no.
Well, according to, because, you know, you remember when the non-sports cards came out and there was like Marvel had their Series 1 with all the cards and the different stats. Yeah. I remember Captain America's, they had Captain America's motorcycle had a card and it was like a souped up Harley.
Yeah.
Which made sense. But you never... Even then, like, he hardly ever rode it much in the comics. And, you know, he barely even rides it in any of the movies. And technically, in Age of Ultron, I'm not sure that was Cap's bike, if it was just a bike that was on the Quinjet. But, you know, you ended up with Black Widow riding it. So,
So, okay. I'm looking at MegoMuseum.com.
Right.
not for too much longer, because we're going to have take a break here in a second, but I want to get through this. What were they? World's Greatest Superheroes, I think is what it was.
Right.
It was. 75 is when Marvel came. Or, here come, wait, I'm looking at this. In 72, outfitting Action Jackson bodies with new heads and familiar costumes, Mego creates World's Greatest Superheroes. Eric's probably wishing he was here for this now. In 74 was the, three new heroes were added for the fall season. Spider-Man, Captain America, and Tarzan.
Okay.
The original line comprised of Superman, R.C. Batman. R.C. Batman. Hmm. Okay. R.M. Robin, and Aquaman.
Okay.
Which I had all of those.
Right.
73 was Spider-Man, Cap, and Tarzan, which I had those. 74 came the addition of the Super Gals assortment, which has Supergirl, Batgirl, Wonder Woman, and Catwoman. Had those.
Yeah, right.
And the Superheroes assortment, or Super Foes assortment, featuring Riddler, Mr. Mix, which is Mixoplex, Joker, and Penguin. Had those. Shazam also arrives, had him, and in 74 saw the release of the Batmobile, had it, Batcopter, had it, the Batcycle, had it, and the Batcave playset. Didn't get it. In 75 comes more Marvel, had Hulk, got it, had it, Lizard, had it, Falcon, had it, Goblin, had it, and Iron Man, did not have. I did not have Iron Man.
I remember Iron Man. I remember all of those. I remember that particular Christmas when they came out, and I was like, I wanted all of them. I didn't get all of them, but I wanted all of them.
76 was Almighty Isis, had it. Fantastic Four. I had Johnny. I had Human Torch.
No,
I think I had Thing, but I didn't have the other two.
Now, did Johnny? Well, you know, Johnny came with. No, he had like the fire suit.
Yeah.
Was there ever a Johnny that was just in the Fantastic Four?
I don't think so.
Uniform, or he just had the fire suit on, right?
I think he just had the fire suit.
Yeah.
Along with Thor and Conan, I had Thor.
I forgot about Conan.
I did not have Conan. This is so weird that my Yahoo or my Google's acting like this. Click open in new tab and it opens in the same tab I was just in as well. Okay, so Fantastic Four. Johnny in the fire suit and Thing. I had those two. No, I only had Johnny. I had Johnny and Thor. I did not have the others.
Okay.
I had Green Arrow. Oh, I'm jumping ahead on this. Oh, it's a story. 77, Teen Titans arrive, which I did not get.
There was a Teen Titans one?
Yeah. Aqualad, Robin, and it's Aqua. Wait.
Kid
I know.
Flash.
Let me get to it. Oh, come on. Where are you? Okay, Lizard I did not have.
Okay.
I did have Goblin. Had Arrow. I said that was what, 77?
I believe you said that was 77.
Oh, I remember those too. The comic action heroes. They were like on little, looked like little blocks.
Yes!
Yeah, that was Mego as well. All right, 77. Let me pull
because
this up.
I had, of that bunch, I had Superman. I wanted Jor-El. And I wanted Jor-El and Mon-El for some reason and never got those.
Yeah. Okay. See, they don't mention on here Arrow appearing.
But you did. I remember that.
But I had Arrow. So, So Teen Titans, I know it's the other company, but still. Yeah. You had Aqualad, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl, and Speedy.
Okay. Yeah, because Robin was already being produced with Batman.
Right. Now, there is a company out there, we've talked about it over on Weeby Geeks, that has, they're doing reproductions of these characters.
I've been to some cons and I've seen them.
And they're doing customs of the newer costumes and stuff as well, and they look fabulous. Because they have a true, okay, yes, it's Marvel, but they have a true Batman 66.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome. But no, I would love to go back and get Cap. I would love to go back and get Spider-Man. I would love to get Falcon. Those would be the three from the Mego I would love to get. But this Playmation though, oh my lord, absolutely amazing how it looks.
Yes.
And you know what? We're going to have to take a break and we will discuss this when we get back.
I'll be here. I can't wait.
I am a god, you dull creature. And I will not be bullied by that.
Puny god. Hi, Geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And we're Geek Watch 1. Are you interested in TV,
movies,
comics,
games,
and conventions? Everything from Trek
to Wars,
Marvel
to DC,
D&D
to WoW,
Whovians
to the Hulksters?
Then your search is over.
We are the geeks you're looking for.
Geek Watch 1 is available at KylanandKen.podbean.com.
You can also listen, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look for Geek Watch 1.
And you can interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Kylan and Ken.
And remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the geek revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join We Be Geeks and the Geek Revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Listen to We Be Geeks podcast on iTunes and Stitcher or online at WeBeGeeks.net. We Be Geeks, your voice for the Geek Revolution. Want to know more?
Hi, I'm Nuke Choss, the host of Nutty Bites.
And hi, I'm Tech, Nutty's regular guest.
Or antagonist. Our podcast is like a call-in show where geeks get to debate topics about speculative fiction.
We don't really debate.
Sure we do. We debate topics such as lame superpowers, the best villains, and our favorite apocalypses.
We more like rant, rave, and then have massive nerd rages.
People call in from all over the world, sometimes minor celebrities, and we've even had some supervillains show up.
Do you ever notice that you never have any superheroes or good guys?
I'm a good guy.
Compared to what?
Antagonist. Not really a guest. Nutty Bites. Nimlast.org.
So welcome back to Mighty Marvel Geeks with Mike and Kylan. Am I pronouncing it right this time?
You are pronouncing it right.
All
right.
So, yeah, we were talking about this Playmation. They're doing it for Marvel. They're doing it for Star Wars. I think they're doing it... Well, they show something with Frozen with ice skates, but I think there's going to be more with the Disney princesses.
Yes.
But to see what they're doing, there's like a wrist gauntlet, a Jarvis pad, tie in with an app, something with a smart figure, Captain America. Each hero smart figure can fight alongside you in battle, prove yourself a great teammate, and they'll teach you a unique way to learn a new ability in battle. And then they also have the same smart figure, Red Skull, as well.
Okay.
See, about Red Skull. Iron Skull, actually. Villain smart figures unlock new game locations and missions, like Iron Skull's massive submarine. Become a strong enough opponent and you'll earn a new ability to use in battle.
Nice.
This is just takes the creativity and imagination even that much further.
It does.
You
actually get to live, in the world of whatever fandom that you're wanting to explore.
Power Activator. Trap and battle dozens of different enemies with this invention from Avengers Lab. You can also snap on smart figures to face off against supervillains or team up with your favorite superhero. There's the Avengers Net app that will be coming out with this stuff. Repulsor Gear. Really? Repulsor Gear? A wearable device from Avengers Labs puts you in the center of the action. Join the Avenger ranks and go on a variety of interactive adventures with the guidance of Jarvis, Iron Man's AI assistant.
You get to hang with Jarvis and wear repulsor gear. I want this for myself.
Well, maybe if you ask Jarvis nicely.
Well, you know what? We do work for a shield, so...
So just put it out there. Ask Jarvis.
Hey, Jarvis. You know, we're down here in the above ground underwater base. We can use it for training purposes, right?
For you, sir, anything.
Yes!
So this stuff is absolutely amazing. Go check it out. Type in Disney Playmation. It'll take you right to the site. I can't wait to see what they do with Star Wars.
That's going to be amazing. If you get to use repulsor gear, you might actually get to have some force abilities.
That's not evil or anything, but...
Oh, no, not at all. No, never.
I guess let's head into TV now that we're done talking about Playmation and wasted everyone's time talking about Mego and... Oh, my Lord. Come find out, Mego, playset-wise, there was this Supervader thing, which was actually more of a fancy name of saying Zipline.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man had his vehicle, the Spider-Car, and there was the Americar for Captain America. Other than that, there was nothing for Marvel. Everything else was all DC.
No, there was no, like, oddly enough, Iron Man didn't even rank a lab or a Stark lab. Or a Stark, well, I guess you would have had a Stark Tower back then. No, they didn't even get that. Bruce did. No, but no, Iron Man just sitting there.
But it's funny how Iron Man actually kind of looked fairly decent for back in the 70s.
He did.
Considering how he looked in the comics back then.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was considering that, you know, what they used for the Iron Suit, it was a fairly faithful, fairly decent representation.
Yeah. And the head is more the rounded head. It didn't have the pointed tips above the eyes.
No.
Like I remember in the books back then.
That's true.
All right, it was more of the rounded helmet, right. Which I thought was pretty cool.
The early days of old Shellhead, I guess, is known.
Yeah.
As he got to be known as.
Well, speaking of old Shellhead, Disney XD is renewing Ultimate Spider-Man and Marvel's Avengers, the animated series.
Yay!
And it's going to be a little twist to it. One big difference is going to be they're both getting new titles.
Right.
Which isn't anything new to Ultimate Spider-Man, since Star had a couple title changes anyway. It's going to be now Ultimate Spider-Man versus Sinister Six. But with Avengers, it's instead of Avengers Assembled, it's going to be Avengers Ultron Revolution.
Right.
So with the success of Age of Ultron, Ultron Revolution will put the Avengers up against, well, of course, Ultron, as well as Baron Zemo, the Masters of Evil, the Inhumans. What?
Yeah.
Kang the Conqueror, which Marvel owns the TV rights for, just not the movie rights. Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Falcon, but will also be teaming up with Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, and Miss Marvel as well.
So there's going to be some early introductions so that so when the kids are ready
for the movies, they kind of know who they are. Now, Disney XD has teased that the storyline is leading up to an all-out Marvel superhero civil war.
To quote Agent Coulson, it's all connected, right?
To quote Arnold from Different Strokes, what you talking about, Willis? Okay, that was a bad impersonation, but who cares?
Yeah, but you know, we got it in the spirit.
As for the Ultimate Spider-Man, this will be the fourth season of the show, and the new lineup for the Sinister Six will cause Spider-Man some trouble. He will have to assemble a team of his own, featuring Agent Venom, Iron Spider, Miles Morales, and a mysterious new Scarlet Spider.
Okay.
Both shows will debut in 2016.
So does that mean that we will not get, I won't get my Luke Cage and Iron Fist fix in anymore? Which I'm fine with, but you know.
Quite possibly. But as we said, you know, they're, you know, missing from this list for both shows, like we talked about, Doctor Strange is now missing.
Mm-hmm.
The Miss Marvel inclusion will be Kamala Khan.
Right.
Which, okay, cool. Go ahead and bring her in. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That just means the comics have done superb. You know, we're going to get Miles Morales, but, you know, to have Doc not be in the mix and he's coming up,
yeah, I mean, cause
got me worried.
Because he showed up for a little, like maybe for an episode or two of Ultimate Spider-Man, like somewhere around season one, season two. You would think that you would see more of him, especially with the movie coming up.
Right, right. So,
interesting.
But, you know, since we're talking about, you know, the next phases, you've got something over there about Netflix.
Yeah, what we have going on here is that, you know, Netflix is talking about some of the master plan for some of their phase two ideas, which we already know that there's going to be a second season of Daredevil, which
right.
I guess supposedly they're going to start filming later this year, because I think we're seeing season two next year at some point, which is interesting because we still have phase one stuff going on.
Yeah, and the thing that gets gets me with this is they're now talking, what, Defenders in 2017?
Yeah.
And they still got, there's Jessica Jones is supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is later this year.
And then Hero for Hire and Iron Fist are next year.
Right. Yeah, because I believe it's next year, yes. And then we'll get Defenders.
Early 2017.
Right. Man. Let's see. We have, we have Daredevil after, you know, doing Gangbusters. Season one's doing Gangbusters. So,
oh, it was insane.
I'm looking forward to this summer going back and watching it again. I binged it the opening weekend.
Favorite episode?
My favorite episode has to be Stick.
Okay.
Has to be because I'm a huge fan of the Frank Miller Daredevil Man Without Fear miniseries,
right?
Which, you know, there's a lot of nods to that series in the miniseries, and I love the character of Stick, and you know he's a total jerk, but yeah. That had to be my favorite episode in the entire series. Although the final episode runs a close second, close.
I'm up through like episode 8,
right?
And my favorite is the Kingpin episode, the Wilson fit, where it's pretty much just him.
Yes.
Oh my Lord.
Doesn't it make you feel like you can sympathize with him? Yeah, but all the really good bad guys, you can do that, you know? Yeah, that episode was so well written, and it's amazing. But yeah, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah, the insight behind him now. Spoiler, in case you haven't seen it, Fist kills his dad. Oh, and kills him brutal.
Yeah, oh my God, it's...
And then the mom's like, okay, go get all this stuff, and you go sit in the other room, I'll take care of the rest.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, and that's like a jaw-dropping moment. Explains a lot, but it's a jaw-dropping moment. Let's see, they're saying that, well, we already know that the Punisher is making an appearance in season 2. We know that.
White go-go boots?
Yeah, I'm hoping not. But if so, you know, make it work somehow, but I'm hoping not. But due to recent developments, huh?
It needs to be one of those. Something happens to his shoes during battle, and he has to grab new shoes, and he looks over, and that's all he sees on this one guy is white go-go boots, and goes, all right.
See,
just brief nod to get him by, and then...
I will take that because, you know, knowing the character, I'm like, how only in the 70s could a tough guy get away with white go-go boots. But, you know,
yeah.
I will take that. But it says here that Marvel's TV site is planning a phase 2 of its own, set to kick off in 2017 with the premiere of the Defenders miniseries. Daredevil's second season will also apparently fall under phase 2, and Elektra is coming. Other characters under consideration is Punisher, which we know is going to be in season 2, Ghost Rider and Blade, which both came back under the Marvel banner a couple years ago,
yeah.
And now here's something interesting, and I believe this may be later in the story, and this comes from, this is BGR News that this is coming from, but I think this is also related to a story that's from Heroic Hollywood, is the concern is that Blade and Ghost Rider and the Punisher, being such violent characters, how well would they fit within the MCU? But
hello, Daredevil.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, does that question really need to be asked? I think Punisher would. I mean, this is the Daredevil series is very gritty, very violent, but it still fits within the MCU. But see, we all know that the street level heroes kind of operate in a completely different world from the larger heroes. So, you know, and it doesn't... So you could still have the same universe, just different aspects of the same universe. So.
Well, the thing gets me with this is... Because they're talking to... Doctor Strange might show up in Defenders.
Yeah, either that or towards the end of Iron Fist, because I think they may try and tie him to Kun Lun or something.
Which is possible, because July 2016 is when Doctor Strange comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel you gotta have Doctor Strange first before you bring out Blade
Yes.
Or Ghost Rider as a series.
Yes. So does that mean that we get to see a Midnight Suns?
Quite possible. Why not?
I'd be all for it. I would be all for that.
I mean, I think if everyone's recovered from when I dropped the mic the last time we talked, I think the spinoff series for ABC needs to be Secret Invaders. If you're giving Sky new responsibilities for this list.
Yes.
Just go ahead and set up Secret Invaders. Make that a new show.
Yes.
And have her bounce between the two.
I'm with you. That would be
The better way to go.
That would be, you know, you're taking some lesser known characters and expanding the story, and you have the freedom of doing that because you're not tied so much to
right.
canon, so to speak.
Now they've talked about two potentially runaways. Has been mentioned. Really? And Humans Netflix series has been mentioned.
But now is this going to be in conjunction with the Inhumans movie?
Possibly. But I think doing an Inhuman series is the wrong way if you're going to do a movie. Let the Inhumans continue going with S.H.I.E.L.D. and be part of the subplot of S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
Mm-hmm.
So, along with the Daredevil, or the Phase 2 stuff, they made a casting for Punisher. This is how we know. It's going to be Jon Bernthal, who most people know him from The Walking Dead and Wolf of Wall Street. According to Jeff Loeb, Bernthal brings an unmatched intensity to every role he takes on, with a potent blend of power, motivation, and vulnerability that will connect with the audiences. Castle's appearance will bring dramatic changes to the world of Matt Murdock, and nothing will be the same. Now, there was rumors too that Jason Statham was in the works for Bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like, okay, well, they're bringing Castle in, they're bringing Bullseye in, potentially bringing Elektra in, then they're bringing on these mercenaries in to go after the Daredevil.
Right.
Could we potentially also see, as well, old Luke Cage make an appearance in season two?
You know what? I think so. Well, because Luke is definitely going to be in AKA Jessica Jones.
Actually, that title's changed. It's now just Marvel's Jessica Jones.
It is.
No longer AKA. It's just Jessica Jones.
I like that better. I like that better. Because I always thought that the AKA Jessica Jones was, just a little right. silly. So I like Marvel's Jessica Jones better. I do. I'm a fan of Jessica's character. I'm kind of, considering she was born out of a retcon. but she, for somebody who's been around for about 15 years, I guess, because she came out of a Marvel Max series, and for them to have developed her so, and to tie her so closely to Luke Cage, I'm a huge Luke Cage fan anyway, so I'm really looking forward to the series and seeing Luke Cage there. Now, Luke has some ties to Daredevil,
right.
Both Luke and Jessica do. I'm expecting Matt to make an appearance in the show as well, but I would be surprised if Luke Cage doesn't make some type of appearance in season two of Daredevil.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
Yeah. And then I guess to wrap up TV, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-huh.
Premiering September 29th this fall for season 3.
At least we're not going to have an insanely long wait and then get them at the end of October or anything like that.
This is true. So,
also with a couple of new regulars.
Yeah. So, why don't we do this? Let's go straight into. New Comic Book Day picks for June 17th. There we
yes.
go. So why don't we start off with your first pick of the week?
Okay, my first pick of the week, and this is in honor of my wife, who's a huge Deadpool fan. Deadpool Secret Wars number 2. The writer is Cullen Bunn. The cover artist is Tony Harris. And if a secret war on a secret planet in secret space and no one hears about it, did it really happen? That's all you'll be asking about this series for years to come. And the answer is yes, Deadpool really did mess with the original Secret Wars. Doesn't surprise me one bit. We're talking about Deadpool here. And, you know, I have to admit, as off the rail as Deadpool is, there's something about him that just kind of pulls me in. I'm not as much of a fan of the character as my wife is, but, you know, she picked up number one a couple of weeks ago. And so number two is definitely going to be in our house. So, yeah, I would definitely be pulling this one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, my first pick, I went with Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier number 9.
Nice.
Writer is Alice Cott. Penciler is Marco Rudy. Whole Planet Takeover, Daisy Johnson. Quake. Mm. Goes on a hunt to a gun planet.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is a planet that is an actual gun.
A planet that's an actual gun?
That's no moon.
That does sound very, very familiar.
Vinylin versus, what do you mean redacted? Can't redact that. That's, all right. And what the lies fly wide and far, or do they? The trans-dimensional team-up, Bucky number 1 and Bucky number 2 are ready to sort things out.
Well, sounds like a fun book.
Yeah. So your number 2 pick?
My number 2 is Old Man Logan number 2. And it doesn't give me the... But I'm looking at the cover here. Bendis, I believe, is the writer of the book. He may be an old man, but never before has the world needed Logan as much as it does now. The people he loved have become mere memories. The world that he loved has decayed, becoming a festering wasteland, but in a world devoid of heroes. Even someone who is the best there is at what he does may find themselves overmatched by evil. And so, you know what? My co-host picked Old Man Logan number 1 in the last issue, and he was a fan of it because of the post-apocalyptic aspects of it. And, you know, a lot of people say that Wolverine's an overused character, but I like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I've heard good things about the Old Man Logan series, the last, so I'm intrigued by this. So I would definitely give this a shot.
Now, like we've said in the past, yes, we do read direct from Marvel's website, their write-up. And of course, we add our own little interaction with it as well. If this is in our pull list, we're going to tell you it's in our pull list.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, these are books that we recommend, that if we were to pick up a book this week, this is the book we were going to get. This would be our top 3 for the week.
Exactly.
Per person. Doesn't mean that I might not go pick Old Man Logan as well. It could be that Kylan picked it before I did for this week. So we wouldn't give y'all options, such as my second pick, which is in my pull list. And I've been loving this series. Darth Vader number 7. Kylan's going, that's not the title I thought you were going with.
I was ready for. But you know, we've talked about Darth Vader also. So.
Yep. Writer is Karen Gillian. The Emperor's machinations revealed. I know I mispronounced that word. I don't care. Everything changes for Vader. If the Emperor has a problem with it, he could come right here, right now, get in my face and... Anyhow, the tale of Vader's transformation from A New Hope to The Empire Strikes Back continues. So, just like the Star Wars title, the Vader title is taking place between the blowing up of the first Death Star into, eventually, well, heading into Empire Strikes Back. My goal, my hope is with any of these series, they're not going to rehash the movies.
No.
That they're just going to say, now, after the events of the battles of such and such, such and such, such and such, we pick up our story. So, but yeah, Darth Vader is my second pick.
Cool. And my third pick, and one of my personal favorites, and this book at least will be in my bull list, is Moon Knight number 16. Let's see, writer is Cullen Bunn. And let's see, Moon Knight finds himself fighting against high-flying threats. With his world shakier than ever, an attack from above may finish him off. I've been a fan of Moon Knight from the very beginning. I actually went back to get the Essential Collection just so I can get the full story of this character. Some people accuse him of being Marvel's attempt at Batman. I don't think so. There's so much depth to Moon Knight.
He comes across more like a mix of Batman and Dr. Fate.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. You know, And depending on who's writing him, you know, they'll either play up the vigilante side more, or they'll play up the
mystic, yeah,
the mystic side. Especially during that whole Fist of Khonshu story, which I know I'm a huge fan. So this book I would highly recommend, especially, you know, if you love Moon Knight, you're probably going to read it anyway. But if you're curious, give him a shot.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that is your last pick for this week.
That's my last pick for the week.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Awesome.
Can only mean one thing. I can only do this two more times this time and next month. And that's my third pick of the week. Mm-hmm. If I could time this out right. And that is Big Mountain Railroad number 4.
Yeah.
It's about as bad as when Grado walks out on TNA.
you're right.
So I have turned this into a event. Marvel needs me and needs this show to introduce the trade paperback when it comes out.
They totally do. They totally do.
Lord help us with what the next Disney Kingdom's storyline is going to be. Oh, I can't wait. So Big Thunder Mountain Railroad number 4. Abby throws her lot in with the bandits. And of course, this is written by Dennis Hopeless, who I really want to get on the show now. Especially the week that we pick this, because I think he'll go nuts.
I think he will.
So, but who can she really trust? Big Thunder is in dire straits, but the mining profits are the least of Bullion's worries. And of course, this is all based on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disneyland, Disney World, Tokyo Disney, Disneyland Shanghai, Disneyland Hong Kong, Disneyland Paris, because it's all about.
See, I hear that and it just pumps me up.
So, well, if that doesn't pump you up, then this might.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Avengers assemble and fight it down! It's the Age of Ultron!
I do. Sometimes I'm strutting at work, and that song is playing in the back of my head. I can't lie.
Which one, Age of Ultron or Age the of, Ultron Funk?
Ultron Funk. Yes.
Funny thing is, can you listen to Uptown Funk the same way again?
I can't. No. It's, you know, because this the Ultron Funk is so spot on, you know, that it's just like, ugh. Because in my head, the Avengers are getting down to the song. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. I think it's, like we were talking earlier, I introduced my daughter to Marvel Avengers Assemble on Disney XD tonight.
Right.
And we started off with the Secret Avengers episode.
Oh,
and they're going to do the jump out of the jet.
Yeah.
And it's Hulk and Falcon. And he goes, you know, usually I hit Thor here. Bam. Falcon goes flying. Hulk's response.
Falcon's like, what? Oh.
Hulk's response. It's not the same.
You know, that series, like, I love Falcon. I love Captain America's Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I call it a uniform because, you know, it's a military. You know, he's still a soldier. So I don't see it as a costume. I see it as more of a uniform for him. I love that uniform. I mean, I know it's basically, you know, just the MCU's version of the super soldier uniform for him, but still.
Well, I liked how they used it for the stealth aspect of it.
Yes.
And then he still got the red, white, and blue. Well, he went back to the red, white, and blue.
Right.
With the other. But I think for, you know, for the stealth mission, yeah, that's his jumpsuit. But it's like you can't have Cap without the red.
No.
Sorry, you just can't.
It's like, you know, like you said, for the stealth purposes, yes.
I like the blue tone shield as well.
Right. But that for that iconic look, you know, he has to be wearing the red, white, and blue. You know,
yeah.
He has to be the living legend. So
Yep. So, well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me and GeekWatch1 on the internet on our new website, which is www.geekwatch1.com. And we are on Facebook as GeekWatch1. Twitter and Instagram, we are as Kylan and Ken. And also, I think we have a Tumblr in there somewhere too. But actually, if you go to our website, that's where you can get all of our issues, and it links to everywhere else we are. So if you go to www.geekwatch1.com, that will give you access to wherever else we are on the internet.
Cool. Well, as always, if you're listening to us on Sorcerer Radio, you know you can find us here on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. as part of Geek Out Saturday Night. If you're listening to us as a podcast, you know the show is usually available at 6:16 in the morning. If for some reason I missed that deadline, it's usually 6:16 at night. If you don't understand why 6:16, let's just say the universe smiles upon you. So until next time.
All wrapped up here, sir. Will there be anything else?
Nope, just time to go dark.
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.